Hello and welcome to Key to IP, the show where intellectual property experts take a deep dive into intangible assets and innovations, discussing recent news and trends from the world of IP. I'm your host, Tracy Gladden, and today we're going to talk about patent renewals and strategies for maintaining patent portfolios with two key players at Denemeyer Group, Julia Herrmann and Lawrence Hodgson. Welcome to both of you, and thank you for joining the podcast today.
Thank you very much for having us on. Very excited.
Hi, Tracy. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Hi, and where are you both joining us from today?
Yeah, I'm based in the UK, so I work in the Woking office. I'm currently in a rather grey-looking northwest London. So yeah, I'm very much in the northern hemisphere at the moment.
And I'm based in Luxembourg, but I live in Trier, so in Germany, and I'm currently commuting every day to the office.
Oh, wow. Well, it's good to hear things are getting back to normal over there.
I think so. I mean, I can vouch for Julia Trier. I popped to Luxembourg just before Christmas and I managed to get myself to two Christmas markets. So yeah, I can very much vouch for the fact that Trier is a beautiful place. I think it's Germany's oldest town. Is that right, Julia?
It is indeed. Yes.
There you go. I got a nice map drawn by one of our colleagues, Franz. Yeah, I like to consider myself a partial expert on Trier, perhaps. Don't test me on this call. I maybe it will set up a separate one at another time.
Well, I'm joining you all from the US out of the Denemeyer Chicago office. So we're all here and I just want to kind of jump in. Julia, you're a product manager for the patent rules renewals department here at Denemeyer. What are some of the projects that you specialize in?
Thank you for the question. And the core idea actually follow is that innovations must be protected and that they are key to great business success. As a number of studies also prove that a positive influence of patent management and of course a patent renewal and a streamlined renewal process are very key to success for a company. So therefore we support our customers in maintaining the IP portfolios. So our patent department consists of over 150 patent specialists around the globe, and we have specialized in the timely annuity payments in over 180 jurisdictions. We currently maintain around 3 million IP rights, which I believe is quite a number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think what is even more important is that we have more than 7,500 satisfied customers. So I think this is our biggest achievement. And for me, in particular, being a product manager at Denemeyer, my core task is to listen to the customers and to develop products and services in line with the market needs. So we try to be innovative, to bring the little extra to our customers and to make the renewal of their portfolios as easy as possible. So currently, we are working on a digital Denemeyer service world where our customers can enjoy our free of charge all-in-one portfolio management app, giving them the autonomy and freedom to analyze their portfolio data and make renewal decisions at any time.
Awesome. We're going to jump into that even deeper. The first part of your team that helps you accomplish those goals for customers is people like Lawrence, a patent annuity specialist at Denemeyer. So Lawrence, we heard that you're a fellow podcaster. Tell us about your show.
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, firstly, thank you very much for inviting me on. I'm really excited to be here. And yes, of course, perhaps even more excited about the notion of extending my podcasting endeavors. So this feels like a rather shameless plug, I must admit, but my podcast is called The After Party. So we talk about the stories and sentimentality behind our favorite music. I do it with a couple of friends from university. And we essentially pinpoint times in our lives, like at a social or music event, or even our grandparents' front room, wherever it is that we associate with music. So I guess an exploration of music in the senses, a big old nostalgia kick, whilst having a jolly good laugh, a combination of what we like to think is comedy and satire through character-based excerpts, perhaps that's up to interpretation, but as well as hopefully inviting listeners to consider different kinds of music and their feelings and memories towards music. Perhaps it's also a really good example of how not to create a podcast, as you know, we don't take ourselves too seriously. And I suppose trying to like bring that into Denemeyer a bit, it relates to work at Denemeyer, I guess, in the sense that it can require quite meticulous planning in order to create a product and model that can be considered and hopefully consumed by a number of people. So in turn, I'm sure that I might have to take some notes from the Denemeyer podcast today to help with the after party.
Well, we have a little bit of a different topic than your normal podcasting style, which is payment services, IP maintenance fees, patent renewals. And Dennemeyer recently published an ultimate guide to patent renewals that really addresses some of the main questions that people are Googling when they're researching how to pay their patents. So to start, Julia, could you explain to our listeners why we need to renew patents and then how often they need to do it?
Yes, of course. I think it's the most important question because innovative companies use industrial property rights such as patents to generate temporary monopoly profits. Thus, patents create incentives for inventions and technical progress, which increases the growth and prosperity of economy. So patents have a life cycle of usually 20 years with a yearly payment. And after these 20 years, the invention shall be made available for the use of the general public. I think in this context, the most prominent debate is the discussion about the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
So there were advocates who demanded a waiver of patent rights in order to be able to make the vaccine available globally. And there was also a large majority who wanted to retain the current patent law. I think it's a very demanding topic. However, all these patents have to be renewed, and there, Dennemeyer, for example, would be a great partner. So it all starts with the filing process, and then we are moving into the actual renewal process, which is, as I said, 20 years, and then with a yearly payment. We maintain the patent portfolio of our customers in a database, which is linked to special software calculating all upcoming renewal due dates, depending on each individual jurisdiction. So as soon as a patent is due for annuity payment, Dennemeyer will inform the customer, display all the fees to be paid, and the customer can decide to keep the patent or have it lapse. And well, it gets all tricky as all countries have different rules when and how much is to be paid to the patent office in order to keep the patent valid.
And it's important because a company like Dennemeyer, they can help you when you have high volume patents that you need to file. If it's just one, you can probably take care of that on your own. Mm-hmm. But if you have a portfolio of 50, 100, up to 1,000, that's when you really outsource to a service provider like Dennemeyer, right?
I mean, yeah, like absolutely. You know, I think there's obviously pros for different size of things, but I think managing sort of via patent renewal service provider like Dennemeyer, for example, we are able to specialize in managing sort of global patent renewals. And I think this is becoming increasingly recognized as the best way to manage large portfolios. You know, providers use sophisticated record keeping systems to ensure that portfolio information is updated and essentially that no deadlines are missed. Obviously, maintaining those IP rights is of paramount importance. And they also keep track of all the latest developments regarding dates, fees, and procedures in each jurisdictional office, similar to what Julia was just talking about. So really, central management of a portfolio offers cost efficiencies, as patent renewal can often be combined with the provider's other IP-related services.
So if an invention is granted patent protection in, say, Germany and the US precisely at the same time, the renewal payments will follow different schedules?
Yes, indeed. And here's why selecting a renewal service provider can be very helpful. So in Germany, you have to start making the payment starting with the application date plus 3 years. So if the patent was filed, for example, on, let's say, the 9th of February 2019, the first payment would be due on the 9th of February 2022. And afterwards, the annuity payment is to be done each year until the 20-year life cycle is closed. Well, for the US, it's much different because here the payment will start after the patent was granted plus 6 months and only needs to be paid each 3.5 years. So we pay within the 4th, the 8th, and the 12th year. So these different calculations for each country in the world make it really hard to follow up, and only small changes can lead to a loss of a patent. And this is what we want to avoid. In addition, like reinstatement is pretty tough, mm-hmm. and Dennemeyer is therefore a reliable partner for customers they can really count on. Because as Lawrence just mentioned, we ensure that our country law is really up to date and that we inform our customers timely that they have to come up with a renewal decision in order to avoid having a patent lapse, which they would like to keep.
So it sounds like staying on top of all these different requirements could be quite a challenge. Lawrence, could you tell us a little bit about the patent renewal process? Is it the same in all countries?
Yeah, of course. And absolutely, it could be, you know, deemed as being quite a challenge. But I think when you go through sort of the motions a little bit more and you get a better understanding of it, perhaps it doesn't actually seem as challenging as it does on the surface level. So I think just going through the process, renewals are handled by the relevant patent office in each jurisdiction. So mm-hmm. as Julia said, near the beginning, a fee must be paid to the office. And this generally tends to happen on the anniversary of the filing date. Under the Paris Convention, for example, which is incorporated into the trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, or a lovely acronym for short, TRIPS agreement, countries must provide a grace period of at least 6 months to pay the patent renewal fee. So if the payment is not made by the end of the grace period, the patent right lapses retrospectively and rights are lost as of the date of the missed payment. However, each jurisdiction's actual IP regime can be convoluted and fees can vary considerably. You know, these rules are sometimes changed too. So you need to keep track of the latest developments. But as Julia said, these country law sort of news updates, we inform our clients on a regular basis about these, as well as internally. So we're in a position to communicate those updates.
It seems like every year there's, you know, sometimes at the end of the year, there's like a new announcement of different rules in different mm-hmm. countries. And so you all keep up with all that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for example, in February 2020, changes came into force in New Zealand mm-hmm. that doubled many of their renewal fees.
Wow.
Even in cases where fees are not increased, modifications to the procedure can create legal uncertainty. And you're right to say, wow. I mean, in July 2019, the United Arab Emirates reduced renewal payments for patent, utility model, and industrial design applications to zero dirhams. But this raised the question about whether rights would be cancelled for non-payment.
Mm.
And the solution was to create an option to process a zero dirham transaction for the renewal payment to maintain the right. So the patent rights would lapse if that free transaction were not made. And I think when navigating, I suppose, allegorically speaking, a forest of deadlines and fees, it is all too easy to get lost and miss a renewal payment and potentially jeopardizing that valuable patent right. And I think that's why it's essential to map out a patent management strategy
mm-hmm.
and working with a specialized patent renewal service provider like Denmeyer. And this means you benefit from the experience and understanding of experts dedicated to managing renewals. I mean, just a few other examples. If we take a closer look at the total estimated patent maintenance fees in US dollars for a 10-year period. If you look at China, for example, the estimated patent maintenance fees is 3,580. In comparison to Chile, it's 1,533. So China's almost double that. And if we go to the United States, it's 5,980. So that's almost three wow. times the amount of Chile. So
yeah.
there really is a real variation, a great deal of this variation when it comes to renewing your patents.
When it comes to price and dates,
yeah.
just a lot to take care of if you're looking to patent your invention in several different countries.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So from everything you both have said, it's clear that renewing multiple patents across various jurisdictions is not as straightforward as might be thought.
Mm.
So what strategies could a patent owner use to manage their portfolio successfully?
Well, I suppose really, if you don't mind me chiming in here, Julia, I think there's a... Now, I think there's a host of things really you could do. I think one aspect, you could manage your portfolio personally. So this may be appropriate for small businesses or those with specialized internal teams. It requires a dedicated individual or group to keep track of all the relevant applications and grants, the latest rules on renewals, and accepted payment. The individual team can then communicate directly with all the appropriate patent officers and agents to ensure that renewal payments are made when required. But
mm-hmm.
I suppose the downside to that is that this method places a heavy burden on those responsible for directing that operation, particularly if they have to become familiar with procedures in multiple jurisdictions where information may not always be readily available. I think, you know, alternatively, portfolio management can be entrusted to an external law firm specializing in IP.
Mm-hmm.
Attorneys at the firm can then notify the patent owner when a fee is due and seek instructions. However, this option can sometimes be cumbersome and expensive for that patent owner. I think coming back to what we were saying earlier, you know, managing via a patent renewal service provider like Denmeyer, this is probably the third possibility we could look at. And like I mentioned earlier, this becoming increasingly recognized as the best way to manage large portfolios, as we have internal portfolio management systems. You know, we've got teams of dedicated patent annuity experts, but also legal teams who are able to consult on the whole patent process. And then there's also the hybrid approach. You know, of course, you may decide to opt for this line of attack, and having a small internal team that oversees portfolio strategy, working alongside an external patent renewal provider responsible for maintaining the portfolio. So really, there's a host of options. And I think that's what's encouraging. But as mentioned, I think one of the more popular ones as time's moving on, and particularly in a, you know, digital age in which we are, I think going for a service provider like Denmeyer is one of the most secure frameworks in which to operate.
I can just only agree, because I think in some cases it definitely makes sense to consult with a patent attorney and ask for like consultation.
Mm.
However, I personally really like having everything in one place. And this is why I like the Danami approach here, that we offer kind of the full brand management cycle.
Yeah.
So whenever something comes up where I need like legal advice, I can still ask to be connected to our Danami attorneys, which is really nice. And then I have like the renewal team on the other hand, which will support me in the renewal process. So I think overall, that's also my favorite approach here.
So outsourcing to a service provider really significantly can reduce the administrative burden on your in-house team.
Mm, absolutely.
But then you can also benefit. What sets Danami apart from other service providers is the IP law firm, and you have those in-house experts.
Yeah, definitely. I think like the connection between these two things is just what makes us really unique at Danami. And in addition, I think our like personal, like individual connection to our customers. So we really provide them with like individual service. They can send us emails, they can call us. So we are like real people behind it, like keeping their patents and trademarks and designs alive. So right. Yeah.
We are real people. This is yes. A real recording, I can confirm. Yeah.
So Julia, earlier Lawrence, he mentioned some widely diverging numbers. What factors contribute to the final cost of a renewal and why can they differ so greatly?
Yeah, so for the renewal service fee itself, there are actually three fees to be considered. Okay. So we have the official fee, which is paid to the patent office, and we have the local agent fee in case we need to go through a local attorney to have the payment placed with the PTO, and of course the Danami service fee. So the official fee can change, as Lawrence just earlier mentioned. Of course, Danami keeps track on the ever-changing law environment around the globe to ensure the correct payment is actually made. And in addition, we have very high volumes to pay each year, which gives us the possibility to offer attractive local fees through our local agents. So usually the Danami service fee is the smallest portion of the overall renewal fee to be paid. Nevertheless, depending on the jurisdiction, the final costs can differ greatly, just as mentioned.
And when you're looking for a service provider, it's really important to find out if they have clear and transparent pricing, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's so many different fees and an invoice.
Yes, definitely. So always take a look at the official fee, which can't be changed because this is what you have to pay to the patent office. And then mm-hmm. make sure that you have like a local agent if you have to go through a local agent, which is not overcharging. And of course, like the service fee, because there are some service providers who have like a very high markup on their fees. So you really watch out that you have like in total, like a not too expensive renewal fee.
Awesome. So you talked a little bit about the advantages of a patent renewal service provider, but how exactly can Danami's patent renewal service facilitate cost and time-efficient portfolio management for clients?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, we always seek cost and time-efficient portfolio solutions that accommodate both parties, really. And I think this collaboration contributes to wider success as we strive to seek out further solutions that work for both parties, but predominantly the client in the situation. I think recently, Danami launched our all new and improved free of charge 24/7 access portfolio management app, which essentially gives you an unlimited number of your colleagues the ability to submit your payment instructions. But the platform's also a space where you can gain a full overview of your portfolio activity. And you also have the possibility to create reports such as invoice summaries and portfolio reports to keep up to date with future due dates and any historical data. In short, giving you autonomy and monitoring and actioning payments and a way of keeping track of your portfolio. So like the costs Julia was just talking about, this is something that is really useful for keeping track of what's been paid or what's about to be paid for any future renewals. So, I mean, how can we actually access this app? Well, I think what's great about the IP Lounge, and this is where you would register in order to access the portfolio management app. I think what's great about it is you can see the number of your active cases split between patents and designs. You get a global view of your data. You have the possibility to download these regular country law updates that we've spoken about. A new section to browse through the Danami blog to keep up to date with the latest IP news. Obviously, mm-hmm. when free time allows, I appreciate time is always of the essence, but as well as contact details and service recommendations for your company. And I think above all, you know, the IP Lounge acts as a hub for your operational organization. I think, like Julia said, having your brand cycle management in one place and ultimately allows you to cement your position within our IP community. And the portfolio management app is certainly no exception, as it allows you to avoid email traffic and allows you to operate in a secure and risk-free space when submitting your instructions giving you the autonomy, convenience, and that 24/7 access to submit your payment instructions and monitor your portfolio at no charge whatsoever.
Okay, so this is the time where we do a fun question on the podcast.
Oh, this is very
exciting. So here's my fun question for both of you. Something I recently found out is that Albert Einstein worked as a patent examiner earlier in his career. Mm. Someone you both especially look up to or admire in the patent realm?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's very interesting to know. I think hearing Albert Einstein and my name in the same podcast is quite flattering. I mean, although I appreciate no comparison is being made there, I don't think I've got that much of an inflated sense of self-importance. But for sure, yeah, I mean, I always tend to tell people that I really love the, it's more the something than the someone in the patent realm, but I really love the educationally satisfying nature of intellectual property as a whole. It might sound a bit bizarre, but I feel like Denmeyer has such a real eclectic host of professionals and experts across the IP spectrum that has motivated me to feel like I can incessantly learn about the different nuances and complexity that IP has to offer. Mm-hmm. I suppose an example of such exploration is the restoration of patents. And we were talking about reinstatement earlier, you know, particularly where my role relates to the monitoring, administration, and actioning of portfolio payments, which is, of course, time sensitive. I really found it quite fascinating learning about restoration. I suppose an example would be more specifically in State Island. So, I mean, just as a bit of information, in order to restore an Irish patent, it's necessary to show that the lapsing was unintentional and that there were reasonable procedures in place for its maintenance. And it's also necessary to show that there's been no undue delay in filing the application for restoration. Of course, I've just bombarded you with a lot of information. But I honestly, these sorts of technicalities and learning more about the legal complexities of renewing patents, I truly find quite fascinating. It's given me the opportunity to speak to some of our legal colleagues. And it's, of course, important to know when looking after these portfolios. So I guess really joining forces with knowledgeable professionals and what can seem like a vast space of seemingly overwhelming information actually makes the learning process far more exciting and easy to digest.
Julia, who would be your Albert Einstein? Someone you admire in the patent realm?
Yeah, for me, being German and living in Trier, which is, as Lawrence already mentioned, the most beautiful city at the Moselle. And
it
it's located, yes, and it's located in the same state where Mainz is. So, and Mainz is like the state capital of Rheinland-Pfalz. And this is where the actual COVID vaccine from BioNTech and Pfizer was developed. So
oh, wow.
I have to admit that I'm proud to know the people, or that the people from Mainz, like the state capital, kind of developed this vaccine within such a short time, because they gave the world like a little bit of hope in very difficult times throughout the past years. So I think these two people from BioNTech, located in like my state, I really look up to.
Yeah.
So these are people like, and their patent, I think that's something which has to be renewed in order to keep it alive. So yes.
That's a really nice personal sentimental answer. And I went for the hard legal procedure. But no, I like it. Okay, maybe I think maybe I'll change my answer. Julia, you're my Albert Einstein. How about that?
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Brownie points.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I had a really great discussion with you today. Thank you both, Julia and Lawrence, for joining us on Key to IP today.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, I wanted to remind our listeners that you can download our ultimate guide to patent renewals on our website at go.denemeyer.com/key2IP. That's our podcast site. There you can also discover more about our guests today, their bios, and find out about our upcoming podcast topics. Join us next time on your industry-trusted IP podcast, Key to IP. Thank you.